good evening. Good evening, and welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Lise Tanell, and just to let everybody know, tonight we're having some technical difficulties. We're having problems with the phone lines, and so other I'm going to try this again and see what we can get, but we're having a lot of technical difficulties. So hold on 1 second for me, please. I'm trying to get Sam on the line. Okay. I think it has disappeared now, I think. Let me try to get Sam on the line. Hold on 1 second for me, please, everybody. But again, welcome to Beauty Talk. Welcome to those in the chat room who are in the chat room tonight, and for those listening by phone. Also, for those listening on your computer, thank you for joining us. If you hold on 1 second. Hold on. Hello?
You can go to the cell phone waiting area right now, right?
Okay. Hold on a sec. Hello? Hold on, everybody. Hello? Hold on, everyone. You might have a silence, but don't go anywhere. We'll be with you in a second. Just hold on for a second. If everyone that's on the phone lines, if those who are listening by phone lines, if you could hang up and call back in, but wait a few seconds before you call back in. We're trying to give Sam a chance to get on the line, and hopefully it'll help this other situation we have going on here. If you all could just clear the phone lines and then call us back, we would appreciate it. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Sam?
It is.
How are you?
I'm good. Are we on the air?
Yeah, we're finally on the air. We had some technical difficulties here, and it's just crazy. A lot of noise, and you're shutting down the phone lines, actually. We just want you to know that.
Okay, no worries. I heard a little bit of that, and all is well.
Okay, cool. All right, so for those who may have hung up, please feel free to call back in. We have Sam on the line. we were trying to clear the lines a little. Didn't know what the issue was. But we're all here. We're glad you're here. Thank you for joining us. Welcome back to the show. We appreciate you joining us tonight.
It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. And we just want you to start off the show just by catching us up with what you've been doing since the last time you were on the show. And also we want to congratulate you for your new position with Fashion Fair. So talk a little bit about that as well.
Wow. So much happens from day to day. So when I don't even remember what the date was when we spoke last. It seems so recent, but I'm sure it was, what was it, maybe, 6 months to a year ago?
Yeah, it was about a year.
Wow, wow. Well, I've gotten a little older, but I became the creative makeup director for Fashion Fair, which is very exciting. It's really funny because having worked behind the cosmetic counter, and then to come back to a brand that I've always been familiar with, a brand that has really aligned themselves with women of color in many respects the same way I have. I've dedicated my career to beautifying women of color, so to be with a brand that for 38 years has done pretty much the same from the product standpoint is pretty fun. It's pretty fun, and they're going to give me the opportunity to put my name on some products and really develop some fun things, and I'm very excited about that aspect.
Nice. Very nice. Women of color. Let's deal with women of color for a little bit. What do you think women of color are looking for in cosmetics? When they go to the counter and they want to purchase products, what do you think they're looking for?
That is a loaded question. Being a woman of color, you could tell me, but being the interviewer, I'm sure you'd rather ask me my point of view. But Mickey Taylor, the beauty editor and covers editor at Essence Magazine, once told me that makeup is an emotional purchase. And I know that to be true. There are certain products that I buy when I'm shopping for my kit because I feel drawn to them emotionally because of the luxury, because of the prestige, because of the newness, because I believe that this person will understand my point of view as an artist. And I do feel that, I'm the youngest and only boy in my family. So I have three older sisters, my mom and dad at home. And so I was raised with a very strong female perspective. And for me to have an idea and to speak to what I feel, women of color want, is pretty mm-hmm. obvious. I think it's the same that my sisters at home want, that my sisters out there who are listening tonight want, as well as the same thing that my clients want. When I work with Vanessa Williams and Jennifer Hudson and Tyra Banks and Paula Patton and Queen Latifah, they're all looking for coverage. And I think that it's funny because I recently did an appearance in Atlanta and I was talking about how coverage is very different for us and also choosing color products. When you look at a lipstick or an eyeshadow in the pan, you imagine that it'll look like that on your skin, but you're not taking into account that you're a color already. And I think that changes right. things dramatically. You know what I mean?
Right.
So to be able to apply a lipstick and to know that it will appear as strong and as vibrant as it does in the tube, to be able to pick up an eyeshadow and feel like that turquoise or that brown even will show up against your skin as beautifully as it appears in the pan, I think are very key issues. A lot of people talk about, women of color and talk about choosing the right color and choosing the right shade. But for me, formula plays a key role in that selection. It's not just about finding the right color, it's making sure the payoff is there. And so for me, that's a big issue for me. So when you ask the question, like, what do I think women of color want? I think they want luxury. I think that's obvious. But I also think they want great payoff and products that are true at a price point that they still feel is luxurious but affordable. I mean, I have to say, I bought a lipstick recently for $52.
Mm-hmm.
I was amazed. And I mean, and I'm not even wearing it. I mean, I might be applying it on my client, but at a certain point, some of that is excessive. And so I want to be affordable, especially in a recession. And when you look at the things that sell in a recession, they're usually, I think statistically, I think movies sell well, liquor, and makeup. And it's funny
right.
because all of them are a form of escape. So to me, when I look at these items, especially as it pertains to makeup, I really see an item that transports you somewhere, whether it's a red lipstick or your favorite eyeshadow. It really makes you feel great about yourself, and it should be affordable luxury. So great pigment at an affordable price, that's what I think women of color want.
I would agree. I would agree. we have some questions that were given. They're pretty much questions that different women of color ask about their makeup. I just want to throw some of them out to you and just get your response.
Sure.
Okay. Let's see. Let me see what we got here. What can a woman do to prevent foundation from shifting throughout the day?
I don't know what she means by shifting. I don't know if she means color change or transferring. What would you think it is?
I think maybe color change.
Color change can be a number of things. It might not be her foundation. It might be her powder. I think a lot of times, women apply foundation and it's a beautiful color, and then powder changes it. It really, powder can make or break your foundation. So if your foundation is becoming more red or more dark, it might be the powder settling. Some foundations may appear true, and then as they wear on, they get deep. They may seem deeper, but I would probably tell her to look at her powder. For me, every question leads to another question. So it's kind of challenging when someone says, what can I do about my foundation changing? I'd have to know, is she using a liquid? Is she using a cream? Is she oily? Is she using powder? Is she using loose powder? Is she using pressed powder? All of these things go into me offering better advice. So I always say use a loose powder to set your makeup. It's a little bit lighter. And also if you use a translucent powder, meaning a powder with tone but lighter in pigment, meaning that it'll set the foundation without offering you a lot of color. She may be using a powder with a bit of color that as she becomes oily or as it bakes throughout the day, it may be getting deeper in shade, which can happen with powders that have more pigment. Make sense?
Right.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now, Sam, I
have
a familiar question for you that's coming from the chat room.
Okay.
And as you're always asked, which brand was that lipstick?
Which lipstick? Oh, see, y'all, I am media trained, so I knew to leave out that brand of lipstick. But if you go to Saks Fifth Avenue and you walk around about two or three counters, you'll know what brand is charging $52 for a lipstick. It's new. It only came out within the last month, so that should limit your choices. But I like to do a lot of product research. And for me, it's about packaging. It's about how luxury is presented to me. It's also about payoff. Do I feel as an artist that this is something that I would buy? statistically, women of color, you know, I've sat on smart beauty panels for Essence magazine, and women of color have stated that, you know, they would spend more money for a product if they knew that it would work. And I think that's true across the board, not just true of women of color, but I think women of color have more challenges when it comes to hair products and skin concerns and foundations and powders. So I think we're willing to pay a bit more. And statistically, it says the same. So y'all have to go to Saks Fifth Avenue and find that brand on your own.
Okay. Let's see. Let me find another one here. How do you define good skin? What does good skin mean to you?
That's a loaded question. That's like saying good hair. What's good hair?
Right.
I mean, good skin is any skin that you know, healthy skin. I mean, you know, that's a very challenging question. I go to a dermatologist.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten past just using skincare to wash and cleanse and moisturize. I've enlisted the help of a great dermatologist, Dr. Lisa Iron and Dr. Trevor Bourne. They're a husband and wife team that work together, and you can find them on Twitter at Dr. Lisa Iron, at Dr. Trevor Bourne. And they're amazing. They're my tag team. They are the people I go to. I have to say, I went recently because as a man of color, I had an ingrown hair. For all the fellas out there, y'all know what that can be like. And she had to lance it, inject it with a steroid so that it didn't really collect any more oil in that follicle. And she was like, wow, there are like three hairs in here. So good skin still, you know, I think good skin is cared for skin. I think that's the best way to put it. So if you're taking care, if you have some type of a cleansing regimen, and I'm not talking about body soap, I'm talking about a facial soap. I'm talking about women who are removing their makeup and then cleansing, because those are two separate steps. I'm also talking about moisturizing, and that's something different for me from winter to summer. Summer I don't need as much moisture as I do in winter. But for me, it's a very personal thing. But I do think it's important to have a conversation with a dermatologist who can lead you in the right direction and help you when you have those challenges when it comes to breakouts and special concerns.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I just have to ask this question because you just mentioned, you know, the ingrown hairs in men. And then I'm just wondering, because I've never heard you ever say it, but do you ever work with male clients as far as doing makeup?
I have. You know, it's always in relation to a woman. So if I'm doing Vanessa Williams, then I've worked with Rick Fox. If I have, you know, worked with, I'm trying to think. I've done Spike Lee's wife, Tanya Lee. So then I've worked with Spike Lee. So it's usually in relationship to a woman, because ultimately if you have a makeup artist on set who's doing your wife, it's kind of like, oh, well, you know, Spike needs some powder. And it's like, oh,
right.
Okay, cool. so
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it looks like we may have some calls from the phone line, so let me see if I can bring them on here.
Okay. How's our technical difficulties? Everything worked out?
I think so.
Good.
Let's see here. Okay. This one is from the 917 area code, so let's see.
Wow, that's a cell phone. Could be New York, could be anywhere.
Exactly.
Okay, well. No, it's not. It doesn't want to. Taking a little too long. So
okay.
We will. Any other questions from the chat room before I move on?
Not yet. I'm just asking, but I'll see if I can bring that caller in on my end.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Are you there?
We're here.
Yes,
is this Jennifer James?
It's Jennifer James. Hi, fam. Hi,
this is
losers.
You know what? This is so unfair.
Right.
You don't put a contemporary artist who should be interviewed, you know, all on her own on the phone. First of all, you can't have a question because I won't take it. Secondly, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Denise and Janice, as well as Jennifer, people who constantly support me and promote everything that I'm doing. It's because of you guys that every event and every phone interview, everything that I do is a success. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And just so you know, we're interviewing Jennifer next week.
See, you know, you're a week ahead of your scheduled time.
You are hilarious.
Well, wait, so Jen, why'd you call? Say something.
Yeah. I call because I love you, and I want to just remind you, as I always do, it is my pleasure to support the fine gentleman that you are to the world, and especially to who you represent, to who you choose to be a voice for. We really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And that goes right back to you. So now we're having a love fest on online. I've been in this industry for 20 years, and I have to say I have made so many friends through Twitter and Facebook, Jen James being one of them. You guys recently interviewed Santara last week, who's also a friend that I met through Twitter. The makeup show has reunited me with so many people that I have come in contact with on Twitter and Facebook. And social media is such a powerful tool nowadays. And so to everyone from Sharantina to Santara to Jen, thank you guys for all your support. And everyone else who tweets me and says hello, I really do my best to respond to so much. It's a lot, though. It's a lot.
That is.
That's awesome. So can I switch it up, Illusions and Mr. Fine?
Yes.
So what I did when the show was coming on at 8:59 and like 47 seconds,
okay,
I dialed in from another contemporary in our field. She's more of a baby than us, Sam. She's not anything close to our age. But I called in from her phone, and I called early because I want her to get a chance to speak to you.
So
here is Miss Heidi Hicks.
Miss who?
Her name is Heidi Hicks. You guys met at the makeup show in New York City.
Oh, wow. Heidi, how are you?
Hello, Sam. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
I have a question.
Hit me.
Can we expect to see Fashion Fair at any future makeup shows?
You know, it's funny because the president of Fashion Fair was able to make it on my second day. Unfortunately, she was out of town during the first day where I gave my my talk, but she came the second day. And you know, I think it's wonderful, you know, to see brands like Yves Saint Laurent and mainstream brands in MAC, and in addition to OCC and many of the other kind of makeup artist brands. So I'm hoping that they understand that I think this is a brand that needs to really connect with artists more. I think that is part of my role in them bringing me on. I'm looking forward to connect with more artists through product and through relationships. I think that has been some of the magic of some of the other brands that are makeup artist driven, makeup artist lines that are really connecting with the community. And I look forward to doing that, you know, whether on my own or with them in tandem. So, I'm hoping that'll be fun.
Okay, so should we start sending emails to Michael DeVellis and James Vincent?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Oh, thanks. And thanks for supporting the makeup show. It's one of my favorite shows. I was a part of their first year, and it was wonderful to come back this past year in both their first year in Chicago, I believe, right? Wasn't it, Jen? I think this is their first year.
Yeah, Chicago first year.
Yeah, so I feel really connected to that show. So it was really fun, and everyone who came out in Chicago and who came out in New York, you guys make it special. It is so fun to relate to people who love what each and every one of us are doing in our own special way. So I love shows like that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Heidi.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Sam. Good night. I love you. I love you, Denise. I love you, Janice. So I'll see you guys next week, and I'm going to let some other callers give Sam some love.
Well, Jen, I'm going to work as hard as you work to promote your interview next week.
Thank you.
All right. I love you. Thank you.
Love you. Good
okay.
night. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and I'm going to bring in another caller from the 908 area code.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
I bet you don't know who this is.
Oh, God, is this, this isn't, what's that old show when people would call in and you didn't know who they were and they were like old family and friends?
That's right.
I'm scared to ask. Who is this?
Don't be afraid. It's all love. It's Nzinga. Hi, honey.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well.
You know, it's a damn shame that I have to get on a show with Denise and Janice to talk to one of my literally all-time favorite makeup artists, Nzinga. Thank you.
You're sweet, love.
Oh,
I just wanted to say hello. I know we haven't spoken in ages.
I know.
I haven't seen in 1,000 years.
How are you? What's going on?
Love.
See, now I'm going to start doing the interview. What are you doing? What are you up to?
I'm giving you love right now.
No. Wait
you.
A minute. Where can we follow you on Twitter? Give us your Twitter address.
It's Zface Inc. You know, I'm so bad with this whole Twitter business, though.
But
you're
a Facebooker. You're a big Facebooker.
I totally am. But, I have a private Facebook, and then I have the business side Facebook.
And what's the business side Facebook so we can catch up with you there?
The business side Facebook is Zface Inc.
Zface Inc. Okay.
It's always been Zface Inc.
And so for those people who might be listening who don't have an idea, and I mean there must be like maybe one person who's a child who didn't grow up in the industry and so they don't know, it's okay. But I mean, Nzinga
totally
and I
okay.
have shared so many clients. I mean, Mary
yeah.
J. Blige being one of our our favorite clients that we've tossed back and forth lovingly have grown up in this industry together. And I have to say one of the most well-grounded makeup artists who worked so hard to give back to the community and young women. I think one of the last times I saw you, we were at an event talking about beauty with girls in Harlem. Was that the last time I saw you physically?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Absolutely. That was, oh, my gosh, how many years ago now?
I know.
It's, but it's so, I look at these moments where we can actually reconnect as colleagues,
mm-hmm.
just as people,
mm-hmm.
Just to talk and to talk about where we're going. Now, see, it's not about me. I want to talk about you, and I have a legitimate question.
As if.
I do. I totally do. I totally do. Now listen here.
Yes, ma'am.
Fashion Fair has been one of my all-time favorites. If I don't have Fashion Fair in my kit, something's wrong.
Okay.
Okay? One thing I want to know is, and congratulations, I know you're going to blow up the spot. Because
thank
I've been
you.
Waiting for somebody to get in Fashion Fair and really, really, really do something and take it to the next level. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, thank you.
So, with that said, the first product that will have your name on it or have your stamp on it, what would that product look like? What would it be? You don't have to necessarily say exactly what it is because I know there's confidentiality.
No. I mean, like I told someone earlier who, of course, guessed what that lipstick was on Twitter. I'm on Twitter now.
I'm already knowing what it is.
And you know. But I still bought it.
Style,
I still bought
design.
It. I mean, really, a $52 lipstick?
Well, you know, I mean, but look who it's coming from.
I bought it.
Where it's coming from.
And because I wanted to participate in that. I
Absolutely.
Really wanted to know what
and
it was like.
Should. And
wow.
You should.
But let me tell
and
you, I have the press contact, though, for you. So you have
oh,
to send it to me so I can send
what
it to
I'm
you.
Talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
you know what
what's
I'm talking
up.
About. Now, you know everybody's going to hate us for that. But let me say this.
Yeah.
When you go into a brand that is 38 years young and having dedicated themselves to our complexion needs, I think where Fashion Fair may fall short is when it comes to color items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So without being terribly specific, you know, two of the things that I mentioned when Janice and Denise asked me what do I think women of color really want? And I don't think all the times that we can put those things in words. It's like working with a client. They tell you natural and you do your thing, and
right.
natural means something different to us all. You know what I mean.
Right, right.
And
right.
when I look at a brand like that, I know that they need an infusion of color, but it also that speaks to formula.
Mm-hmm.
And I
Absolutely.
Think that's what's going to set so much of what I do apart from not only what they do, but what other makeup artist lines, what other brands are doing. And being able to come in at a price point that speaks to us as luxury, but not as break the bank luxury. And I think there's a huge difference. Being able to participate in some of this and then still, you know, be able to revel in the fact that these are products that have you in mind from formula as well as color.
Right.
It's almost like when our moms used to go out. I don't know about y'all, but I used to shop with my mom and three sisters because I was the youngest boy and buying nude pantyhose. Nude
Oh, God,
for
who? That was a nightmare.
Exactly. So being able to
and let my grandmother tell it. I got to interrupt with this one.
Please.
My grandmother used to say, you know, she used to call me Annie. And she used to say, Annie, I used to look for the stockings for black people. For the blacks. That's what she used to say. For the blacks. And she said, you know, our colors were very limited. We had one was black stockings.
And
the other
was
tan. Called Red Fox.
Red Box?
Red Fox.
Red Fox. Well, that's kinda, at least that's kind of nice.
Well, when I say Red Fox, you know that color that's it's a foundation, and we've all seen it.
Mm.
And they say it's for black people. And it's such a red base that no one on the planet Earth looks like that. There's no possible way. And be brown. It just doesn't exist on the color schematic. So, you know, these are things that our parents had to contend with, and black women in particular had to contend with.
And we're still contending with.
Yeah. The only thing that they had makeup-wise for black women back in the 30s and 40s, red lipstick, and that wasn't quite accurate for many of them either.
It's true. So now imagine trying to look for a new colored lipstick that has enough pigment to color to cover the color of the very tones that even exist in the lip.
So
people don't know all the tricks that we go through, and I think we owe it. You know, I owe it to them. We owe it to them to share some of our secrets and in developing a product to make sure that there are colors, eyeshadows that go on and speak to our skin tone, and lip colors and glosses that speak to our skin tone. So that really is what you're going to see, some color items, and I think that those are going to be
good play.
Yeah,
yay.
so welcome at the Fashion Fair.
Well, you know, that's my specialty. You know, this is. You know, you've always specialized, and I've always looked at your work, and it's like, that's beautiful. It's beautiful. And what makes us different, Sam, and I know you know this, is the way, and I'm so glad you said color, because I've seen so much of your stuff, and now I see what's been going on with Latifah, and I see the infusion of color. And, you know, that's been my big thing. Like, I'm the bold mama that will take that color and just smash it on there.
I'm trying to balance my hand because my pendulum has always swung towards nudes, neutrals, browns, tones, contour, highlights. So for me to enter into color is still a very daring space.
Yeah, but you know something? Here it is. somebody told me this, a photographer told me this a while back, a very famous photographer. He said, when you become a specialist in a certain area, that is your demand. That is your core audience right there.
Mm-hmm.
And once you have that core audience, now you have the opportunity, you've been afforded the opportunity to expand because you do have the core audience. So if you're in the space right now where you're finding that niche with color, perfect time. You're an artist. You already know this. You've sketched before.
And
that's
at the end of the day,
you.
And you know at the end of the day, a smoky eye is a smoky eye, whether it's in black, green, blue, brown.
Totally. What I'm curious to see, too, is I know that Fashion Fair has changed their packaging, I guess over the last 5 or 6 years, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to go through another package change? Because that's also part of that whole luxury thing.
Well, they're already, Clarissa Wilson, the president of Fashion Fair, is already working to join all of the components into this beautiful brown metallic color,
mm-hmm.
which is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And even as I look at new packaging for my collection,
mm-hmm.
I still want it to live within their collection and complement
mm-hmm.
what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of new things. And
mm-hmm.
and I know that this consumer is anxious for newness and color and
mm-hmm.
and packaging. It's just about patience, you know, just being able to select the right pieces and to make sure that these are things that really hit the mark, that
mm-hmm.
they aren't just being thrown on the shelves. I think so many companies say they care about us, but when you look at a brand like Fashion Fair who has done that job for 38 years and has had that conversation with us for that long, just wait a little longer to see some great stuff coming down.
Well, I think it's smart on them to embrace an artist to come in and begin to, you know, for that relationship to be cohesive now because, you know, the way makeup
mm-hmm.
brands are driven now, it's
they could have chosen anyone. They could
in
have
order
chosen,
for it to sell
yeah.
It has to be a makeup artist
yeah.
now. Because, you know, people are becoming so, the average consumer is becoming so very savvy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to have a makeup artist come in along with their product, smart on them, that's very smart.
And it's very flattering for me. It's very
Absolutely.
Flattering for me because they could have used, you know, a celebrity. They could have gone out and got, you know, a top model. The first person they chose after, placing in the president was to then hire, you know, a top makeup artist. And I'm extremely flattered by that because many
yeah.
times I know you know what I mean when I say this, that many companies look us over. You know, they
totally.
Look past us.
Mm.
And they look at the top celebrity or the artist who has the number one hit and
mm.
says and say, you know, let's put red lipstick on her because that's what'll sell right now.
Mm.
I definitely think this is about the long run
mm.
as opposed to a short term effect. And for that I'm extremely
that's
flattered.
Awesome. That's awesome. One last question.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to run and let everybody else have their way with you. Is there something, one thing that you have always wanted to do and have not yet skimmed the top of? Is there something, you know, in this industry or maybe just, you know, you don't have to personally say something. But
No.
Wise,
I mean, yeah, I have
that
to say,
you want
to you know,
touch
well,
that you haven't.
Is it personal or is it professional? We're friends. Is it personal
yeah.
or professional?
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking you.
Well, you know, it's all about our lives because this is where you're giving back. We're giving back right now, you know, because
mm-hmm.
we've had so many years of plugging and hustling and doing what we do. Now is the time that you give back. is there something that you personally and intertwined with business that you would like to have done that you may not have gotten the chance to do, but we'll take that opportunity now because you've got the space to do it?
Only because you asked this question. And I love you, Janice and Denise, and know that bringing in Zynga and Jen James on the phone only helps me to open up my heart a little more. But, you know, I have to say, I've been in this industry for 20 years, going on 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I, you know, it's funny, and I can only say this, and I feel like I'm talking directly to you in Zynga.
You should. Because we are,
you know,
right now.
I have yet to fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you
I don't
know,
think.
You know, and I'm going to chime in on that.
Hey,
one.
Come on in. Come on in.
I totally am. I know what you mean. Mm.
You give so much, and I know that every makeup artist, Janice, Denise, Nzinga, Jen, Centaur, people out there who are listening who know what it's like to be an artist. I look at December, I will be on tour with, you know, I'm going to tweet about it later. I'm not going to talk about it now because it's a very special time for me with a new client of mine that I'll be gone with for a month. You know, your life is not your own. We're servants, and I say that all the time. And I always say there's a difference between a servant and a slave. I am a wonderful servant.
Yes.
And you give so much of yourself. And for many years, I mean, I'm 41, so I've been in this industry since I was 19 years old.
Yeah.
So I've given myself to so many wonderful women and to a wonderful career. And I have to say, you know, when you talk about something that I want and that I look forward to in my life is a love, being able to put makeup aside. And that's really what this contract has given me an opportunity to do, to be able to pace myself in a very different way. I don't have to work in the same way, because being able to do a product, being able to selectively choose jobs because I have a contract, you know, as a creative makeup director, that gives me an opportunity to do so much more and not to have to spread myself thin. So it gives me more personal time to think about the things that I want in my life. So I know I went somewhere probably no one would have imagined.
That's perfect, because you know what? the people who are coming into this industry, They're hungry for the things that you and I and Denise and Janice have. You know, we've all worked for this place, and it's so funny. And
sacrifice. Use that word.
It is a sacrifice.
I came here. I mean, New York
totally
is not an easy place to live.
No, it's not. It's not. And living out of a suitcase.
Baby. Preach.
Preach. There's an interview that I saw, a trailer with Tom Ford, and, you know, on Oprah's network.
The Life Class. Yeah. Friends told me they taped it for me, because y'all know I don't own a television.
I heard about it.
Wilma
Flintstone, it's not even funny.
Exactly. Go ahead.
But this interview, he said the day that he left Gucci, and everyone, I want you all to grasp this moment, those of you who are quote-unquote vets right now, because there's a surgence that's happening. There's a moment that he had where he left Gucci and he realized, you know, every day his calendar was filled. Month to month to month, he knew exactly what he was doing from day to day. And the day that he quit working with Gucci, his calendar was empty. And at that moment, he had an identity crisis. He didn't know what to do with himself at that point.
It's like
and
vacation.
So then came the
right.
I'm not going to say reinvention, because you can't reinvent what's already been invented. You're already
here. But Jane Fonda, if you read Jane Fonda's book, she referred to her life in chapters. I feel you. You get me?
You know, right now it's totally about redirection.
Yeah, it's just living out your next chapter.
Absolutely. It's the next chapter. And biblically, it says that your latter will be greater than your past. Well, if the past was great, imagine what the future is going to be because of the knowledge that you've garnished, you've grasped, the foundation that you've laid down, and that's why it's so important. And God bless you. I don't think I've ever said that to you. But God bless you because you've laid down a foundation where you can take a moment to breathe. And in that space, live. That's part of the reason why you haven't seen me, because I've lived.
Mm-hmm.
A moment to live.
And you know I know. And you know I know.
And guess what? Because you've not done it before, it's all new. It's like you're a baby. You take baby steps in living because you've not lived before.
Mm-hmm.
But with
I'm
that
looking
said,
forward to, I'm
I
looking
love
forward
you.
To it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking
doing.
Forward to
we're
the next
few
years.
We're going to contact each other.
Yes.
Now,
not
this is an
on
open
an interview
door.
So we can sit and actually chat.
Absolutely.
I mean, like you said, you know, for everyone out there who's listening, I mean, you guys have no idea how few times you come in contact with so many of your contemporaries. I mean, I wait for the makeup shows and I wait for events like this to bring me in contact with people that I actually know and love. I mean, I remember the last time I saw your face.
Mm-hmm.
And the words, wonderful words you had to say to those young ladies about the images that we create, yet mm-hmm. about being able to own themselves and create images that they'd be proud of. Don't just look to, you know, celebrity and models to own your self-esteem. And it was a wonderful event that Nzinga was a part of and that I was happy to be a part of as well as the only male guest because it was really women speaking to other women about that. So so God bless you as well.
Thank you, love. Listen, and one quick funny. Do you remember when we were on a flight, we were going, I think all of us, that whole week was crazy stamp busy. We were on a flight. It was the three of us. It was you, it was Kevin, and it was myself.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And the dialogue that went on that flight, and you said something that I, you know.
I know you've got a great memory. God, what did I say? And I've got a big mouth.
God, if this plane goes down,
it's a wrap
for
I say that every time I see anyone from the Oscars to the Grammys to the Emmys. I'm like, if this plane go down right now, ain't nobody gonna be pretty next week.
and Kevin stood there and he was so prudish at that moment. He clutched his pearls like, my God. And after that comment, I was like, oh, my God, what if we do go down?
Oh, please. I only said it in jest.
It was hilarious. It was a funny moment, though.
Wow.
It really, really was. And it was a moment where all three of us connected because, you know, it was a mutual admiration society because all of us were there for the same group of women that we've all touched at one point in time. Because we all touched them at some point in time.
It's true. It's
the
true. And that's the joy of knowing that, you know, whether it was, you know, a Janet Jackson, we've also shared Janet Jackson.
Yep. Sure did.
And Mary J. Blige and many of our clients that both, you know, we've all, Kevin Aquan, myself, you, you know, so many of us have had the pleasure of working with. And you realize as you get older how cyclical this business is. And when I talked about being behind the cosmetic counter to then look at having my name on a product, being right back in the place in which I began, it's so much more than the picture that people paint.
Yeah.
It really, really is a wonderful cycle, a wonderful circle of life.
Yes, it is.
So,
yes.
Oh, thanks for calling.
So, with
in.
That said, my dear, my door is open. My phone line is open. You have me. Just reach out, like Diana says.
Okay. I'll reach out and touch you.
Girls, I love you like cook food.
Love you, too.
I'm going to see you all. And God bless you, listeners. I'm off.
Thank you.
Okay.
Love you, honey.
Now, Sam, we have another caller. Who wants to speak to you? Hold on one second.
Okay. This is becoming This Is Your Life, not a...
I know, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Hold on.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Sam, this is Tia. How are you?
Tia, do I know you, Tia?
Yes.
I know a lot of Tias. Tia Dantzler?
Dantzler, yes.
Good Lord. Okay, you know what? Next time, Janice and Denise just need to bill this as Makeup Artists Unite.
Right.
You know, see, Tia can't say this, but I can. See, because I feel it's my job to introduce everyone, you know, because like I said about Nzinga, some child who's just coming out of high school who's learning about makeup artists. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's – what's your Twitter address, Tia?
It's Tia Dantzler. It's my name.
At Tia Dantzler, D-A-N-T-Z-L-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. To get that right. So you guys got to follow Tia. And, I mean – you know, we once again, another client we share who you really, I mean, I say share because, you know, I came in working with her after you had established her beautiful look.
Aww.
And that's Jennifer Hudson. And we're all from Chicago. So
right.
When I say that we're all related, we really are.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm good, Sam.
What's
I came
up?
I duck my head in and say congratulations on Fashion Fair.
Thank you.
And say hello to my girls.
Thank you. I heard about a wonderful event you did for Fashion Fair.
Yeah, I did.
And they
did.
Loved you. They loved
Aww.
You.
Aww.
And so I'm looking for more opportunities to bring more artists like yourself together so we can all really just hang out and have a ball and do events together.
Yeah.
So
that was
soon.
Great.
I know. I heard.
Yeah.
I heard all about it.
I had a lot of fun.
So what are you up to lately? Come on, give us a little quick press.
You know
release.
What? I'm planning my first workshop, Sam.
When?
It's going to be November 6th in Chicago. That's the first stop.
And what are you going to cover?
You know what? From the you know, coming from Chicago, it's just a little bit more challenging trying to get out there and, you know, versus being on the, you know, West Coast or the East Coast.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I really want to come from a place of what I've done, you know, give you tips and, you
and
know,
I
talk
love
about
that you,
branding.
And I love that you said that because there's so many artists out tonight, you know, who are listening tonight who aren't living in New York, who aren't living in L.A.
Right.
And they always ask, like, well, how do you get there?
Right.
Without having to move because
right.
you have a wonderful life in Chicago.
Right.
And I often think of moving back.
Oh.
But please, you know, because Chicago's a wonderful place.
Right.
But you're able to have a real life. I mean, I always say
right.
New York is such a grind. But
right.
And
people
travel as
very
much as
seldom,
you do.
They very seldom see me because when I'm home, I hibernate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hibernate.
But being able to talk about being able to have a successful career and not having to live in New York and L.A., I think there is a beautiful seminar just in that alone.
Right, right. I'm really looking forward. You know, I'm normally quiet, so, you know, I can't wait to just kind of share the process on, you know, what I did. And I'm going to have Afrobella there. She's going to talk about, you know, the importance of, you know, kind of getting together with bloggers. And, you know, I'm going to talk about how that kind of shaped my career. You know, when I first started out, people would come to me, you know, for interviews. And even though I was traveling, I still made time, you know. And so now when you Google me, you have so much, you know. So we're going to cover a lot of stuff.
Who was your first client? And, like, you know, of course, I mean, I know you've worked with Jennifer Hudson, but did you work with Jennifer when she was in Chicago at the beginning and then start
well, you know what?
Working
it's
with
so
her
funny.
As she grew?
Sam, it's so funny because I didn't meet Jen in Chicago. Actually, I was in L.A. and I saw her.
Wait, who were you working with in L.A.?
Well, I was at BET. I was at BET for the BET Awards.
With
and,
who?
You know what?
I'm a name dropper.
No, you know, I wasn't with any clients. I was just
so what
there
were you
helping.
Doing there?
I was just helping.
Helping doing what?
Just kind of on the production side.
Really? So,
yeah.
Y'all hear what she's saying.
Yeah.
I used to dress fashion shows.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a stylist assistant. And I think a lot of people, and you know you do these seminars today, and a lot of kids just want to enter into the business, and they want to work with Jennifer Hudson tomorrow.
Right.
Right.
And
right.
what they're not hearing, and I hope that they're getting from our conversation, is that it's just about getting in and seeing what exists, because you never
right.
know who you're going to meet and where you're going
right.
to end up with them. How did you?
So let me tell you.
Hook up
with
yeah,
story.
Give it to me.
So we were in the radio room and I saw her doing an interview and I saw a lady who was kind of sitting a little close to her. So I just went up to her and you know I gave her my card and I said you know if she ever needed a makeup artist you know give me a call. So
maybe a month. No. Right after that, when I got back home, mm-hmm. I emailed her because follow-up is key. So someone had gave me her card. I followed up with her, and she says, I know exactly who you are, and I will be in touch. A month later, I got a call because Jennifer had started doing Dreamgirls Press.
Mm-hmm.
And they called me for a job in Indianapolis. And they booked me for that, you know. And even when I did Jen, you know, I didn't get her number. I basically went in, did my job, left. A month later, they called me for Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling Stones shoot.
I love that she doesn't remember. I think it was some magazine.
Right.
Rolling Stones. Yeah, Rolling Stones.
Oh, you know what? It was so long ago. So after the shoot, her PR lady called me, and she was like, you know what, she can't stop talking about you. Can you be in L.A. in 2 days and stay for 7? And then after that, the schedule just kept increasing and increasing. So I didn't even meet her here.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, mind you, I just have always thought of you as part of Jen, you know, so, you know, it's like when you grow up with certain people, I'm sure people think of me and Vanessa Williams the same way, my longest, you know, client. And to hear stories like that, I think, you know, people who are starting in this industry who don't live in New York, who don't live in L.A., will understand it's really about being able to sometimes – offer your help in production, to be a stylist assistant, do what you need to do to get in the door and to meet people, to understand that no one knows who the person who's the PA, is who they're going to be next month or a year later. And that's so important to hear today, especially for kids who are struggling to feel like I haven't got there yet.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Wow.
You're right.
Wow. Well, congratulations. Tell us about your appearance coming up again.
The Beauty Elixir Workshop is coming up Chicago on the 6th of November.
Okay.
And if you want more information, you can go to the Beauty Elixir Workshop .eventbrite.com.
Cool.
Thank
and how
you,
much
Sam.
Is it? How much
it's
is
150.
It? That's $150. Great.
We're gonna have some lavish swag bags and I'm talking Dior, Johnson & Johnson, Smashbox, Cream of Nature, Fashion
Sweet.
Fair.
Ah.
We got a whole bunch of Actifirm.
Oh, wow.
Smoke & Mirrors Beauty. He's going to have lashes in each bag.
Well, that's – oh, yeah, Smoke & Mirrors.
Yes,
Why can I see – I see Smoke & Mirrors, and I think I see the guy –
Steven.
Thank you. And I see his face, and I just could not say it. Wonderful lashes. He's on Twitter. That's another thing. Social media is such a great connector.
It
so
really
that's
is.
How I keep up with you. And I look forward to retweeting about your event as
Thank
well.
You, Sam.
And
Thank
much
you. I appreciate
success.
It. Thank you.
Much
Thank
success.
You.
Thanks for calling.
Yes.
What's up?
Bye, guys.
Bye, Steven. Thanks for calling.
No problem. It was fun.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, this really is Who's Your Life.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's your life. I'm sorry. It's your life.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time.
Oh.
All of your friends called, and they've asked questions, and they've talked, and I know there's more people on the line who want to get some questions in.
Do we not have time for one more?
Sure, let's take one more.
Okay. I'll make it fast. I hope it's not a dear friend.
Okay, hold on. Let's take one more. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Am I on the line?
You are.
You're on the line.
This is Sam and Janice and Denise. And you're our final question, so you got to hurry up so we can get it in.
I'm so excited. Okay, so my name is Shalina.
Shalina, what's up?
Hey, so I'm calling from San Francisco, and I've tweeted you like a billion trillion times, but oh my God, I'm so excited. So so Sam, you have been like such a true inspiration to me, and I've been doing makeup for about like 4 years now.
Okay.
So Fashion Fair has been like a really important makeup line for like my mom and like my grandmother, like the older generation.
Yep.
So what is And I know that you're now the creative director for Fashion Fair.
Mm-hmm.
So what is going to be one of the products that you're going to be coming out with that is like a must-have for my kit? Because I have like all the Masks and NARS and Urban Decays and, you know, Smashbox, but I don't have too much of Fashion Fair.
So you know, I spoke briefly to this earlier within Zynga, and I have to tell you, you know, Fashion Fair has been doing with, you know, an amazing job at satisfying our complexions. In fact, they've released new colors even within their foundation range, making one of the largest foundation ranges for women of color. And when I look at the foundations and powders and concealers, the one thing that I realize that they need more of is color. And it's not just about color, it's about formula, making sure that formula and payoff are key issues. When you talk about bringing something in your kit, I think today's market, you know, you've got so many makeup artists like yourself who are building great kits, and it's really about, you know, I look at you guys as my disciples, the people who are spreading the news. So if you guys love it, then I know that real women across the world would love it as well. So making sure that there are color products that really pay off beautifully, that have rich, beautiful colors. So I can't say exactly what products those will be yet, but you've got to know that I'm going to give it my all, and I hope to be a part of your kit in the next year.
Oh, you will be, for sure.
Well, thank you.
For
thank
sure.
you so
I'm
much.
I'm just waiting. Thank you so much, Sam. Like,
well, thanks
I love
for your patience.
I love everything about you. I appreciate you and your work, and I'll be tweeting you, like always, and asking my crazy, dumb questions, but... Thank you guys so much. Love you guys.
Oh, thanks again. Thanks again.
Well,
and that's that, that. You know, it's a wonderful way to end our interview, and so much wonderful affection for not just for me, but for the position. And I always tell people, I think with any award or with any promotion you get, I think people are happy for you truly, but I think they're also happy for themselves because they know that. Hopefully they know that my goal is always to give them the best that I can give. And that's going to be in product and anything that I put my name on, whether it's been my DVD, whether it's been my book, Fine Beauty. I'd like to think that everyone knows that I work my hardest to make sure that it's always something that benefits us all and uplifts us all as a community. So thank you, Denise and Janice, for having me on. You guys are such great supporters, and when next year rolls around, I look forward to doing this interview again and being able to really talk specifically about everything that I will have at that point have created.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah.
And before we say goodnight to Sam, I just want to let everyone else know again, for those of you who are in Atlanta or who are willing to come to Atlanta, my sister and I are doing our very first seminar or class on November 5th.
Oh, wow.
And
where?
It's in Atlanta, in the Smyrna Community Center.
As I put you on the spot.
Right, exactly. November 5th from 3 to 7. And that class is also $150. And it's how to become a makeup artist for film and television. We're going to tell you how to do it, what you need to know, what you need to do. So if you would like to join us, you have to hit us up, illusionsbeauty@gmail.com before November 4th.
Oh, cool. And also, please let everyone know on Twitter where they can see this interview. I'm seeing a lot of people who are tweeting now, like they just tuned in for the last 30 seconds, and, you know, there needs to be a part three, and they didn't get it all. So please make sure to tweet where they can hear this love fest of Tia Danzler and Zynga Gums. Gosh, I'm messing up her last name. And I'm thinking Z-Face, that which is her company, and also Jen James, everyone who called in who had such great things to say and great things to offer.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So what we'll do is we'll put it out on Facebook and Twitter, and for those of you who missed it, you can go back and listen to it. But also, if you missed the very first one from last year, you can go back and listen to that as well.
Cool. Okay. I look forward to part three, ladies.
Yes, so do we. Thank you so much, Sam.
All right. And I didn't even get to talk to you all about my taxes.
Oh, I know.
See, they have to listen to part one to understand that inside joke. So I'll leave it there.
Right.
I love you all.
Three. That'll
right,
be part
two.
Oh, thank you. And I'll talk to you all soon.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Good night.